as tricky family units go in theatre, the circumstances of a Hamlet take some beating as the curtain rises on the Shakespeare play. His father has died recently and his mother Gertrude has married again to Claudius, brother of the dead king and, yes, probably his murderer. And there's a rumour that the ghost of Hamlet's father has been seen around the castle and everybody wants him to cheer up. John Hader directed the Shakespeare play at the Bristol Old Vic last autumn. It starred Billy Howell in the title role, Niamh Cusack and Finbar Lynch as Gertrude and Claudius respectively. A filmed version of that show arrives next week in select cinemas in Ireland and I'm delighted to be joined on the line now by all three, Billy, Niamh and Finbar. Let's start with you, Billy. Obviously the role of Hamlet, it is kind of the epitome of an actor, a young actor's ambition, I would have thought, to play that particular role. You think of Olivier, you think of Gielgud, you think of Burton, you think of Branagh. How challenging a role is it to even to approach, to think about playing?
Yeah, well, I think there's two parts to the answer, really. Yes, you're right. It's sort of preceded by a lot of sort of mammoth kind of stalwarts of the acting industry and people that I've looked up to from quite a young age, yes. However, I had to try and put that to one side as much as I could and try and treat the play and this piece and the whole process as though it were happening for the first time. So although I took bits of inspiration from other people's performances, and that's kind of, it's unavoidable, I would say. I'm always sort of drawing comparisons. But yes, I mean, it's an incredibly challenging role, not least because of the amount of words you have to say.
And not only the amount of words, but practically every second or third line, you're saying a phrase that is in common parlance, to be and not, or not to be, probably spoken by anybody who, in the world, may not even know where it comes from, may not even know it's Shakespeare. Frailty, thy name is woman. Hamlet is probably the most quotable character in Shakespeare.
That's true. I mean, that's something that obviously I was acutely aware of as well. But they do start to sound like sound bites, and you're right. Some people don't have a frame of reference as to where those phrases or sayings come from. So again, like the way I went about treating that and my approach really was trying to make them sound as though it was the first time they'd ever been spoken. So I had to kind of put that to bed as much as I could, or breathe new life into them and find new, if such a thing is possible, you know, interpretations and meanings of those words.
Of course, it's not the only character that has challenges in it in this play. Niamh Cusack, Frailty, thy name is woman, is the one that Hamlet throws at the poor old Gertrude quite early on in the play. Perhaps she deserves that, though, does she? That the challenge with her, there are many challenges, but one of them is, do we think she's, you know, a ne'er-do-well, or do you have to, as the actor playing her, find what it is that pushes her to be involved in the mess that she's involved in?
I think where I was coming from, and every Gertrude will have a different backstory, but to me, the real love of her life, apart from Hamlet, her son, is Claudius. I think the marriage to old Hamlet was perhaps not one of convenience, but one that had grown tired. And I imagine that the younger brother, Claudius, perhaps was always the more attractive personality and more of a kindred spirit to her. So when her husband dies, as far as she's concerned, at the beginning of the play, I don't think she knows that he's been poisoned. Mm. But I think it seems, I think there has probably been some kind of maybe love affair going on between Claudius and herself before that. It just seems like the right thing to do. And there's a wonderful book, actually, by John Updike called Gertrude and Claudius. And it gives a sort of backstory, an imagined backstory, which I think is a wonderful and very sort of believable one. And I read that before starting, and that was starting rehearsal. And that was something I plugged into, and it helped somewhat that I was playing opposite my real life partner.
Yeah, I was just going to say that very thing, and I think I heard Finbar there nudging you towards John Updike. So that suggests to me, Finbar, did you read the book at the same time, and were you kind of on the same page? Were you and Niamh on the same page, even in the preparation for the love affair that is the role of Claudius versus Gertrude?
Well, believe it or not, we didn't actually talk about it that much. I think we tried to treat it as if we weren't, you know, we weren't bringing our work home with us. Mm. So we sort of explored it during rehearsals. I read Gertrude and Claudius a long time ago. I was working with an actor called Alfred Burke. And on the last day of the show that we were doing, he gave me a present of the book. And I thought it was really interesting because it ends where the play begins. So it's an imagined version of Gertrude and Claudius' story, and I just found it fascinating. And
so he put it in the way of me, Sean. He gave me the book and said, "Read that."
Yeah, that's the way in. But now, Finbar, Claudius is a little bit harder to get to like or to get to understand. He's quite the operator, really, isn't he?
I guess he is. I guess once things start getting out of control a little bit, he is I think he's used to trying to deal with situations. But I think the interesting thing about him for me is that he's a second, you know, he's the second eldest, like Edmund in King Lear. And, you know, that means that your role is kind of predetermined, and you don't get all the good stuff that your older brother gets, or, you know. So that's an interesting place to be, I think.
Do you have an older brother who's listening now and thinking, "Ah, yeah, he always was jealous of me"?
I do, actually.
He is the second of five.
So you may not have brought the work home, but clearly you brought home to work with you, if I put it this way. Let's have a listen to a clip, actually, from practically the first scene in this version of Hamlet. And it is obviously yourself, Finbar, as Claudius, Gertrude, played by Niamh Cusack, and Hamlet, played by Billy Howell, who's also with us, obviously, this evening. And this is, he's listening, actually, is Hamlet at this point. He's listening to a speech being given by his new father, Claudius.
But now, my cousin Hamlet and my son,
a little more in kin and less than kind.
How is it that the clouds still hang on you?
Not so, my lord. I am too much i' the sun.
Good Hamlet, cast thy knightly colour off, and let them eye look like a friend on Denmark. Do not forever with thy veiled lids seek for thy noble father i' the dust. Thou know'st his common. All that lives must die, passing through nature to eternity.
Aye, madam, it is common.
If it be, why seems it so peculiar with thee?
Seems, madam. Nay, it is. I know not seems. 'Tis not alone my inky cloak, good mother, nor customary suits of solemn black, nor windy suspiration of forced breath, no, nor the fruitful river in the eye, nor the dejected haviour of the visage, together with all forms, moods, shows of grief that can denote me truly. These indeed seem, for they are actions that a man might play, but I have that within which passes show.
Billy Howell there as Hamlet, and you also heard the voices of Niamh Cusack as Gertrude, Finbar Lynch as Claudius in what is nearly the opening scene of the Old Vic version of Hamlet that is coming to Irish cinemas in the coming weeks. And I'll come back to you on this one, Billy. In fact, that's just after he's been listening and to Claudius making this speech to the court. He has it on tape. He's also watching some of it on a screen behind as well, kind of like a press conference or a news conference of some kind. It's that's interesting right. That this production opens with Hamlet rather than the traditional one where we open with the ghost appearing. It's straight into Hamlet's mind rather than external affairs. What did that give to you to kind of launch off into the role?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting choice by John who you know, created this version out of, I think, three versions of the play. what we discussed really early on, because this whole process, I mean, I first met John about three and a half years ago now, and we started talking about it then. And what we really wanted to do was sort of build the architecture of Hamlet's mind. And I mean, it sounds like a sort of highfalutin thing, but, you know, essentially we wanted to get straight in there. And so really everything that then unfolds throughout the story, you know, we are sort of dead center right inside his mind, and we get to be there with him. So by doing that and by allowing us in there in that first scene, that's really what that allows the audience to do. Yeah. But it also was a real gift for me, because I could then sort of orchestrate that and paint a picture for everyone. It made that direct connection to the audience much
absolutely
easier.
Yeah, it brings us directly into his mind. And the John that you're speaking of there, of course, is John Heder, who directed this production at the Old Vic, the one that is coming to cinema screens. But I wonder about this whole process of bringing something to the screen in this fashion. I'll come to you on it, Niamh, first of all. What does it do to you on the night that it was actually recorded, 11th of November 2022? What do you do on that night? Do you really have to just simply concentrate on the audience in front of you, or are you thinking about cameras as well?
I've done a few of these now, and it's a strange thing to have to do, but I think it is a theatre performance. There are people who've come and are there, and really that is what I try and do, is I try and have the relationship or listen to the audience that's there and forget about the cameras. And I've got to say that Tom, who was in charge of the whole kind of orchestration of the cameras, was very careful to make sure that actually the cameras weren't very visible to us. I think there was only one that I could actually see. We knew where they were, but I certainly didn't try and tailor my performance that night to cameras, because I think it's not a film. It's a filmed version of a theatre performance. And the whole thing about a theatre performance is it is an exchange between not only the people on the stage, but between the people on the stage and the audience. That's when a play really takes flight.
And it's funny, because when I've gone to see plays in the cinema, generally the audience applaud at the end, you know, in the cinema. I think they do keep saying to you when you do a filmed version of a play, just do what you do every night.
And I think for audiences, you know, that won't get a chance to see Hamlet in a theatre, this is really a fantastic
great
opportunity.
Yeah.
And the Bristol Vic is one of the most beautiful theatres as well, and you get a sense of the theatre itself.
And I'll go back to Billy.
Recording.
Yeah, you do, of course. And I'll go back to Billy on that one, because I think playing the part of Hamlet in both the filmed version that we'll be seeing and just on the stage night after night, the Bristol Old Vic was an important place in your own career, Billy.
It certainly was, yeah. It opened a lot of doors for me, and I trained in Bristol over 10 years ago now. And, I mean, some of my first productions were on that stage. The history of the place sort of beggars belief, really, and it was a real gift for me to be able to return there and work with such a, you know, tremendous company, particularly doing this play. Yeah, it's a bucket list moment, for sure.
I would have thought. And finally then, Finbar and Niamh, I'll come back to you on this one, because Niamh, the last time we spoke was around your performance in Faith Healer when you were here back a couple of years back. You, I presume, will be coming over next week. I'm speaking with Marco Rowe about his adaptation of Ghosts in the Abbey Theatre. Of course, yours and Finbar's son, Callum, is in that particular production. Will you both be over for opening night, Niamh?
We will be coming over. We're going to let him have opening night on his own with his girlfriend and maybe a couple of other family members. But we're going to come the following week. We're going to let him off.
Did you send him any book for this one, Finbar?
No, I haven't. I haven't, but I'm looking forward to seeing him. I'm looking forward to seeing the show, because it's a lovely company, and it's such a great play, and it's a really fine version. So really looking forward to it.
Well, thanks to all three there, Billy Howell, Niamh Cusack and Finbar Lynch, speaking to me about that production of Hamlet at the Old Vic. It was a theatre production last autumn, but it opens at selected cinemas here in Ireland from the 6th of April. And among the venues I see here listed are Cork, Galway, Dungarvan County, Waterford, Gorey County, Wexford, Dundrum, Swords and Tala, all in Dublin. So watch out for that production of Hamlet.